This is Newsbreak.
A dome built by the People's Liberation Army, PLA, in 2011 at Tai Mo Shan, Hong Kong's highest mountain, thought to be a radar station, was recently reported to be a surveillance station to intercept and record any radio signals in Hong Kong.
报告显示，香港通讯受中共军队监控。中共军队2011年在香港大帽山顶新建的球形建筑，外界认为是用来侦察香港上空的雷达站。目前国外军事杂志披露，这是监控港人的情报侦搜站，示范通过无线电传输的各种讯号都可能遭到监听和记录。
The latest Canada-based military affairs magazine, Kanwa Asian Defense Monthly, reported a surveillance station on top of Tai Mo Shan, the highest mountain in Hong Kong, with an altitude of 950 meters. Intelligence experts said that the dome measures 15.63 meters in diameter and is far larger than an aviation or weather radar station would be.
最新一期加拿大军事杂志《汉和防务评论》报道称，中共军队的监听站位于香港大帽山顶，海拔950公尺，外观像普通的导航或气象雷达站，但经讯号情报专家前往现场观察，发现巨型球天线整流罩的直径长达 15.63 公尺，远远超过一般雷达站所需。
Kanwa said the facility can intercept and record signals from cellular phones, Wi-Fi networks, and radios. It is large enough to listen to and record a variety of radio communication signals.
报道说，这个监听站可针对香港民众的手机、Wi-Fi、电子邮件、无线电电话、电传等通讯系统进行截获监听。
Hong Kong writer Zhang Chengju told New York-based New Tang Dynasty TV, cellular monitoring should be very important to directly or closely grasp the thoughts and movements of Hong Kongers. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, worries about Hong Kong, but does not want to intervene too obviously in the daily lives, the law and freedom of Hong Kongers. A facility on a mountain top is relatively less obvious or noticeable. They can do whatever they want.
香港作家张成珏在接受新唐电视台采访时说，中共要比较直接的或密切的掌握香港人的想法和动态，其中手机监测应该是很重要的方面。总的来说，对香港这个地方不放心，但是他又不能够搞一些太明显的干预香港人的日常生活或者是香港的法治、自由这方面的事物，他们也不能做得太露骨。要是在山顶搞这样的装置的话，相对来说，一般人就不会注意或者发觉不到，他们就可以为所欲为。
Kanwa also noted that the antenna covers the entire Hong Kong, mainly targeting at democracy activists' communications with foreign diplomats.
报道还指出，整流罩内的天线涵盖了整个香港，重点应该是用来监听香港民主派人士以及外国使领馆的电话、手机、电传讯号。
Adriai Chang, a military analyst based in Canada and editor-in-chief at Kanwa, said the installation is a typical intelligence antenna of the PLA's Unit 61398, the alleged source of China's major cyber attacks. It is similar to other data mining facilities established in Kashgar, in the rest of Xinjiang and Tibet, and along the border with India.
汉和防务评论创办人平可夫表示，这是典型的解放军总参谋部技术侦察部总参三部建设的讯号情报监听天线。整流罩的基本结构与总参三部在新疆喀什、西藏中印边界设立的监听站类似。
Kanwa pointed out that the facility could target telecommunications of politicians and the Hong Kong Special Administration Region, HKSAR, might not be aware of it.
报道指出，监听站也可能监听香港政界人物的电话通讯，香港政府不可能知道这是什么样的基地。
Andre Chong told Hong Kong Apple Daily that communications in Taiwan are also monitored by the CCP. Relevant coverage will appear in Kanwa's February issue next year.
平可夫17号还向香港苹果日报透露，台湾民众的通讯也在中共的掌控之中。汉和防务评论明年2月号会有完整的报道。
Apple Daily reported in July that HKSAR granted a 100,000 square foot area on top of Tai Mo Shan to the PLA. The secret construction of a military radar and barracks was never announced.
苹果日报七月曾报道，驻港中共军队三年前在大帽山顶获得港府批地10万尺，秘密兴建军用雷达设施和军营，有军人长期驻守，却从没有对外公布。
The Hong Kong Economic Journal Edge Insight reports that last month the HKSAR declined to comment in writing on the military usage of Tai Mo Shan. It only stated that the PLA has been carrying out its defense duties in Hong Kong and that it would not be convenient to reveal details of the activities due to the nature of military secrets.
据香港信报报道，港府月前书面回复质询时拒绝评论大帽山军事用途详情，只表示驻港军队一直在香港履行防务职责，防务活动的具体资料属军事机密，不便公开。